this is just out of Americans in France. And I am talking with Anne Tager. Anne, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you. Good to talk to you, Jeff.
It's nice talking with you, too. Now, you're in Colorado, but normally you spend most of your time in France, right?
That's correct. I live in Pibrac, which is a town just west of Toulouse.
And why Pibrac? What brought you there?
I lived in Paris for a really, really long time. And then with a young child, my husband and I started looking around for someplace else to live. And, well, with our work, we had, you know, we could have gone anywhere. And we chose Toulouse and the area, mostly because we met some just really incredible people who live there. And so we decided to move there, and we found a house in Pibrac.
And what's the area like?
You know, Pibrac is a small town. There are 8,000 or 9,000 inhabitants, but we're, like I said, 15 kilometers from Toulouse, so, you know, the fourth largest city in France. So you have a little bit of everything. On top of that, it's headquarters of Airbus, so you have a lot of, it's a very cosmopolitan community, and it's just a very interesting place to live. We like it.
How is it different from Paris?
People have a little bit more of a laid-back lifestyle. It's not, you know, rush, rush, rush all the time. There, people spend a lot more time outdoors, and the people are really friendly. Actually, it's interesting because when I moved to, when we moved there, somebody said to us, "Oh, in Toulouse, the people, you know, they're very friendly up front, but it takes a long time to get to know them and to really become close friends." And I listened to that, and I said, that's what French people, when I moved to France many, many years ago in 1985, that's what the French people were always saying about Americans. So I'll probably get along really, really well with the people in Toulouse. And that's true.
Wait a minute. The French were telling you that the Americans are difficult to get to know.
Yeah, they say they're very friendly up front, but it takes a really long time to get to know them.
Tell me about Le French Book.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about my background because it leads up into this. I've had many lives. I first moved to France to train as a chef. Then I studied Chinese and I went to China. In the meantime, I started translating and working in publishing. So all of that came together about a year and a half ago when I started reading books at the time on my iPhone. I discovered the ebook. There I was in France. You know, I was living in France. I had my, you know, all my work and I was reading crime fiction because that's what I love to read. I was reading a lot of French crime fiction and I was trying to tell people about it in the United States, about what I was reading, you know, my friends in the U.S., and none of it was available in English. And I was so frustrated because I was hanging around with the authors, I was working in publishing, I was meeting these people, and nobody was translated, or very few people were translated, authors were translated. And so I realized that my experience put me in an absolutely ideal position to start what became Le French Book, which is a publisher. We do digital first publishing. That means we put out the ebooks before we put out print books. So we're translating the books that I love in French into English and making them available to English readers around the world.
Was it difficult to get the authors to get on board?
Absolutely not. Well, I think any author in any language just wants to be published and wants people to read their work. And on top of that, very, very few French books actually get translated. I mean, in the United States, only 3% of all books that come out are translations, and that's all languages. So you can imagine that there are very, very few, you know, French books that actually make it into English. Meanwhile, the French, as you know, are very prolific writers. They write a lot of different kinds of books. And so there's just a wide open supply of these books. So when I started talking to authors, they were all really, really excited. I mean, our first author, Sylvie Grenotier, when I met her, and I told her about the project, she just looked at me, and in English, she said, "It is my dream to be published in English.
Yeah, it's true. It's interesting because I know that, I don't know what the return is, but I do know that there's a lot of American authors that are published in France.
The French love American authors, particularly in genre fiction, which is what we're doing. I mean, what we're starting with, we're doing crime fiction to begin with and thrillers. And the French just love the English language authors, actually, you know, from both from the UK and from the United States. And many, many are translated. It's the books are very, very popular. The recent, and I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but just this week, there was this past week, I think it was the America Festival in Paris, which attracted a huge number of people. It's a book festival that's that brings in you know English language American authors, and it's always hugely successful.
It sounds like an interesting project. So far you've done two books, right?
Well, actually, we've done three. So the way it works is that I'm actually not dealing with the authors directly. I'm dealing with the French publishers because they control the English language rights. And so I have to deal with the French publishers. And so we're dealing with major French publishers. The first book we put out is called, we called it The Paris Lawyer. It's by Sylvie Grenotier. The second one is called Treachery in Bordeaux, and that's by two authors, Jean-Pierre Allot and Noël Balin. It's a series, and it's a 20-book series with a central character who's a winemaker. We call him the winemaker detective. It's been made for television in France. It's a very exciting series. We're really happy to have it. It's their basic, their whodunit set in vineyards. And then the third one is called The Seventh Woman. And The Seventh Woman was a huge bestseller when it came out in France. It won France's most prestigious crime fiction award, which is called the Prix du Quai des Orfèvres. And Frédéric Mollet, who is the author, has been called by the head of the AFP, Agence France-Presse, has been called the French Michael Connelly. So you can imagine that we are very, very excited to have her on. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't tell you about the first one, which is really too bad because it's a great book, The Paris Lawyer by Sylvie Renotier. It's also a prize winner, and it's about a rookie lawyer, and it, too, is the first in the series. The second one will be out in January.
Do you do the translations?
So on these three, I have done the translations. So many books to do that we're starting to work with other translators as well. We work with editors in the United States who are not at all familiar with France. And the reason that we nor the French language, and the reason we do that is because we really want the final book to be a very, very smooth read for, you know, the final readers.
To translate what the writer wanted to say in one language and to make it the equivalent in the other language is not very easy.
There's the writing itself, and then there's also the fact that you're dealing with two very, very different systems. So the first one, The Paris Lawyer, is a legal procedural, which means part of it takes place in the courtroom. Well, if any of listeners out there have been in a French courtroom, they know that it is very, very different than in an American courtroom, for example, or in a British courtroom. And so therefore, you have to incorporate information that wasn't necessarily in the original in order to make it understandable to the reader, but you don't want to break the flow of the story. So it's very, very interesting.
Would you say the books are a insight into French culture?
Oh, for sure, because the characters are French and truly French because they're written by French people. You have just a cultural perspective that's a little bit different, you know, because the author is French. And so therefore, they're going to choose specific details about the culture that perhaps an American author who's writing about France would not choose, would not see, would not.
How is a lawyer in France different from a lawyer in America?
They don't have the same role in a trial, for example. A lawyer in France will actually sit back and the judge, one of three judges, will ask the questions to the defendant who stands in the middle of the courtroom. And the lawyer will only have one period of time, a criminal lawyer, okay, and it's a little bit more complicated than that. I'm obviously simplifying, but will have one period to actually plea for their client.
Would you have any suggestions for anybody who was thinking of moving to France?
Well, I would say that they'd probably want to start in Paris. Paris is a really extraordinary city. There's so much to discover and enjoy there. But then I would say Once you have spent some time in Paris, don't stay in Paris. Make sure you go and explore the rest of the country, you know?
Right.
Because each region has something of interest.
Any hang-ups with France or anything you don't like? Anything you don't like about France?
Get a little fed up with the complaining. Ce n'est pas possible. You know, when the first thing response somebody has to me is, that's impossible. It drives me a little bit crazy.
Did you get that with the French book?
I truly thought that when, I started approaching the French publishers to do this, that I would meet resistance. I spent hours working on my arguments and my, and I was so astonished. Well, and then again, I wasn't. As an afterthought, I wasn't so astonished, because as much as the first response you might get from a French person is, oh, that's not possible, the second one will be, well, let's figure out how to do it. So the French are actually really fairly cutting edge, They take their time before they actually cut the edge, but they know what's going on. So in publishing, all of the French publishers know exactly what's going on with ebooks. They know that their market is not there yet, that in France, ebooks have not yet taken off, but they totally are aware that in at least the United States and the UK, that's where it's happening. And so they just jumped all over the idea. So I think that's one of the contradictions about France, which is something that a lot of people perhaps don't know. And that's that France has a very traditional kind of, I don't want to say slow moving, but they have this traditional stance, but they are extremely creative and extremely on the edge of what's happening, And what they'll do is they'll wait. And then all of a sudden overnight, they'll take on whatever the latest, thing is. I mean, this year was the end of Minitel. Okay, Jeff, Minitel. But Minitel, when it was founded, was a really extraordinary cutting-edge thing.
Well, thank you very much, Anne. It's been very nice talking with you.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.